Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across the region, it's a warm evening. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, with Haifa experiencing a cool breeze. Jerusalem remains clear and pleasant. A beautiful night to be outdoors if you have the chance. Here are today's headlines. First, inside Trump's ceasefire extension, Iran zigzags as a stark warning emerges, according to Ynet just in. Also, maritime terror in the Hormuz Strait. Iran opens fire on merchant ships, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, Jews must stop attacking Christianity, says the Jerusalem Post in their latest reporting. Separately, UCLA student government condemns Campus Hillel for hosting former hostage, according to Forward, from earlier today. And finally, Trump announces 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as Axios previously reported. Reaction has been swift on social media. Writer Basharat Peer noted just minutes ago that Iran is operating less like a hierarchy and more as a hardline coalition since the conflict began. Political analyst Ha Hussein shared just now that Washington has suspended funding to the Lebanese armed forces, pending military reforms. Journalist Joe Truesman wrote recently about a mass funeral held by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon for those killed in the conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire extension, Ynet reports that Iran's withdrawal from talks has led U.S. officials to reconsider military options. Internal divisions in Tehran may delay negotiations further. The situation underscores the fragility of the region's stability. Turning to the Hormuz Strait, Israel Hayom reveals that the Revolutionary Guards targeted ships amid heightened tensions. This aggression follows the extended maritime blockade. Such actions could escalate regional conflicts affecting global shipping routes. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post raises concerns over religious tensions following an IDF soldier's actions in Lebanon. The incident has sparked outrage and could strain relations between religious communities. It highlights the need for cultural sensitivity in military operations. On the campus front, Forward reports UCLA's student government criticized Hillel for hosting a former Israeli hostage. The incident has sparked debate over academic freedom and political expression. This reflects ongoing tensions between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian groups in academia. Finally, Axios outlines the political sensitivity surrounding Trump's ceasefire proposal. While it could aid peace efforts with Iran, it presents challenges for Netanyahu's administration. The agreement's success hinges on diplomatic negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Unframe is bridging AI experimentation and practical enterprise use, despite challenges in extracting real value from AI. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights new products for Independence Day celebrations, including a series of grills by Amisragas Energy. And finally, Ynet Business notes, the U.S. dollar has dipped below 3 shekels for the first time since 1995. The stronger shekel is reducing import costs and boosting Israel's economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.